Ever watched a seemingly ordinary guy captivate a beautiful woman within minutes of meeting her? While you sit there wondering what magic he possesses, he's effortlessly making her laugh, lean in closer, and hang on his every word. What's his secret? According to Dave Parada, founder of Postgrad Casanova and author of Conversation Casanova, it's not magic at all. It's a learnable system of conversation skills that can transform any man's dating life. This book has become a cult favorite among men seeking to improve their dating lives, with readers reporting dramatic improvements in their ability to connect with women. Even celebrities like Ryan Reynolds have referenced similar conversation techniques in interviews about building confidence. The impact extends beyond dating. Many readers report these skills improving their professional relationships and overall social confidence. In a world increasingly dominated by digital communication, Parada's focus on face-to-face conversation skills has struck a chord with those seeking authentic human connection. Before learning what to say, you must first understand how to think. Your mindsets form the foundation of all your interactions with women. With solid mindsets, you'll naturally take the right actions even in unfamiliar situations. Without them, your conversation skills will collapse at the first sign of challenge, leaving you scrambling for rehearsed lines that feel inauthentic. The most crucial mindset shift is taking complete responsibility for your dating life. Most men live passively, meeting women through friends, work, or random encounters before eventually settling for someone who doesn't truly match their desires. They wait for perfect timing or the right moment that never comes. When you adopt the mindset that I am responsible for my life and my circumstances, you stop blaming women for your failures and start focusing on what you can improve. This transforms your conversations because you understand it's your job to make something happen, lead the interaction positively, and own the outcome. Whether an interaction goes well or poorly, you ask yourself, what could I have done differently, rather than making excuses. Another vital mindset is overcoming the need for external validation. Most men believe they're inherently not enough and need validation from women to complete them. This creates needy behavior in conversation as they're constantly trying to get something from women rather than genuinely connecting. They monitor their every word, seeking approval and adjusting their personality to match what they think women want. Instead, embrace the mindset, I am enough. I don't need the approval of anyone else to feel complete. When you truly believe this, your conversation shifts from seeking approval to expressing yourself authentically. You share your genuine opinions, laugh at what you find funny, and aren't afraid to respectfully disagree. Women are naturally drawn to men with purpose, those with driving goals propelling them forward despite obstacles. Without purpose, you'll be tempted to make women your entire focus, which paradoxically makes genuine connection impossible. Your conversation becomes desperate and clingy because you have nothing else exciting in your life to discuss or pursue. Adopt the mindset, women are not my number one priority. I have a mission and purpose outside of women. When you're living a purposeful life, whether building a business, mastering a craft, or pursuing ambitious goals, women become a wonderful addition rather than the central focus. This allows for more authentic connections because you're coming from a place of abundance rather than scarcity. Finally, assume attraction from all women until proven otherwise. Most women won't directly tell you they're interested, which leaves many men constantly searching for signs of attraction. They overanalyze every interaction, missing opportunities because they're waiting for perfect signals. By assuming women are attracted to you until they explicitly reject you, you'll approach more confidently, ask women out more readily, and naturally act in ways that increase your chances of success. This doesn't mean being arrogant or ignoring clear signs of disinterest, but rather maintaining positive assumptions that fuel confident action. Your reality often reflects your beliefs. When you assume women are attracted to you, you make more moves, lead more confidently, and ultimately succeed more often because you're actually taking action instead of waiting for permission. The first hurdle in mastering conversation is overcoming the fear of starting one. When you spot an attractive woman, excuses flood your mind. She probably has a boyfriend, she looks busy, or it would be weird to approach her now. Instead of succumbing to these fears, focus on overcoming your fear rather than the approach itself. Remember Henry Ford's wisdom. One of the greatest discoveries a man makes is finding he can do what he was afraid he couldn't do. Shift your perspective on risk. It's actually riskier not to approach. The risk of approaching is just 1 to 2 minutes of potential discomfort with someone you'll likely never see again, while the risk of doing nothing is missing a potentially amazing connection and reinforcing a pattern of inaction. Stop waiting for the right moment. It doesn't exist. Instead of deliberating, just start walking toward her immediately. Waiting only builds up fear in your head. When starting a conversation, you have 5 effective approaches depending on the environment. The going direct approach works anytime by stating your interest immediately. Hey, I know this is really random, but I saw you walking by and I thought you were cute, so I had to say hi. I'm your name. Deliver this slowly with a handshake to show confidence. Situational openers use something from your environment, like commenting on a street performer or asking a playful question about the venue. The "Where is Starbucks?" approach involves stopping a woman to ask for directions, then interrupting before she finishes to admit you just wanted to meet her. The simple introduction works best in social settings with a confident, "Hey, how's it going? I'm your name." Finally, the surprisingly effective seahorse versus octopus opener asks her opinion on an unusual pet choice, sparking playful debate. Your first impression matters more than your words. 3 common mistakes can sabotage your approach: talking too fast, making anxious movements, and appearing either too serious or too goofy. Instead, slow down your speech dramatically, move with deliberate purpose, and aim for a slight, sexy smile rather than a broad grin or serious expression. Maintain good posture, strong eye contact, and speak from your belly for a deeper, more masculine tone. After introducing yourself, ask the simple but powerful question, "What are you up to?" This immediately reveals her logistics, whether she's in a rush, has a few minutes, or plenty of time, allowing you to adjust your approach accordingly. If she's in a rush, acknowledge the situation, but still ask for her number. If she has a few minutes, make an assumptive statement about her to create engaging conversation before asking for her number. If she has plenty of time, either take her on an instant date or extend the conversation before getting her number. Flirting is essential for arousing a woman's interest and creating romantic possibility. Without it, conversations remain platonic and you'll be labeled just a friend. Most men default to friendly flirting, breaking eye contact quickly instead of looking at her seductively, or asking, "What do you like most in a guy?" instead of, "What do you find sexiest in a guy?" This keeps them perpetually in the friend zone. The most crucial element of flirting is intent, communicating like a sexual man who knows what he wants rather than a platonic friend. When you speak with sexual intent, you create intrigue rather than confusion or boredom. This means holding strong eye contact, talking slower, smiling, and embracing thoughts like, "She is attracted to me," and "I choose the women I want in my life." This mindset transforms your conversations by eliminating any chance of the friend zone while building genuine sexual attraction. Effective flirting requires mastering 3 conversational aspects: subtlety, exaggeration, and positioning yourself as the prize. Subtlety means implying interest rather than explicitly stating it. Instead of saying, "You look amazing in lingerie," when she mentions loving lingerie, say, "I know it may sound crazy, but I love women who love lingerie." This shows interest while maintaining mystery and demonstrating you have standards. Exaggeration helps you pass her tests with humor rather than defensiveness. When she says, "I'm sure you say that to every girl," respond with, "Damn it, you're right. Usually they don't catch on, though. I must be off my game today," instead of trying to prove yourself. Positioning yourself as the prize means playfully suggesting she's pursuing you. When she accidentally touches you, say, "Are you trying to seduce me?" This flips the dynamic, making her work to attract you rather than the reverse. Teasing is essential for flirting, but must be done correctly. Effective techniques include absurdifying, taking normal topics and making them playfully ridiculous, bringing yourself into it, creating a fun "we're in this together" vibe, stereotyping her in a fun way, playing off harmless stereotypes about her background, and challenging her through playful competitions like thumb wrestling. Remember to stay self-amused and lighthearted, occasionally taking risks with bolder jokes while maintaining balance between teasing and meaningful conversation. Nonverbal communication is just as crucial as verbal flirting. Master sexy eye contact, using techniques like the triangle gazing routine, looking from her eyes to mouth and back, and bedroom eyes, slightly lowered eyelids with a dreamy expression. Maintain close proximity, sit beside her rather than across from her, speak into her ear in loud venues, and face her head on. Use physical touch strategically. Touch her elbow, upper arm, or small of back early in conversation, especially during positive moments. When combining these nonverbal techniques with verbal flirting, you'll truly become a conversation Cassandra. Small talk is like treading water. You're staying afloat, but not getting anywhere. While it serves as a necessary social lubricant, remaining in shallow conversational waters prevents meaningful connection. Even with a strong conversation start, you need to push beyond basics to create emotional resonance. The solution isn't memorizing complex conversation techniques or clever lines. It's mastering the art of getting her to talk more than you through strategic questioning, authentic listening, and avoiding common conversational pitfalls that kill attraction. Short answer questions like "where are you from?" or "what do you do?" serve as conversation starters but quickly reach dead ends. Open-ended questions, by contrast, prompt deeper responses and keep conversation flowing naturally. The key is learning to dig deeper with follow-up questions that explore emotions and motivations. Instead of "did you like traveling there?", ask "what experiences from your travels changed how you see the world?" Balance both question types while actively listening. Maintain eye contact, provide encouraging feedback, and demonstrate genuine understanding through thoughtful responses. To truly connect with women, you need to weave emotional topics into conversation rather than staying safe with universally relatable subjects like weather, work, or weekend plans. 5 key emotional areas create genuine connection. Her meaningful experiences, her dreams and aspirations, activities that light her up, deep-seated passions, and core motivations. When people discuss activities and experiences they love, they actually re-experience those positive emotions in the moment and naturally associate those good feelings with the person they're sharing with. Most men never venture beyond surface-level exchanges about jobs and basic facts, missing opportunities for real connection. Instead of falling into boring what-do-you-do conversations that lead nowhere, discover the why behind her choices and desires. Ask questions like, "what originally inspired you to pursue that path?" or "what impact do you hope to make through your work?" This creates a pattern interrupt from typical getting-to-know-you conversations and demonstrates genuine curiosity about who she is, not just what she does. The more skillfully you explore these emotional territories through thoughtful questions and active listening, the more naturally you'll connect with women. You'll move beyond polite, just friends conversations into creating real attraction and chemistry. Pay attention to her energy levels rising when discussing things she's passionate about. Use those moments to go deeper rather than changing topics. Share your own relevant experiences and emotions when appropriate, but keep the focus primarily on drawing out her story. This creates the foundation for authentic connection that goes far beyond surface-level small talk. Remember that building rapport is a gradual process. Don't rush to extremely personal topics too quickly. Start with lighter emotional subjects and progress naturally as comfort and trust develop. The goal is smooth, natural conversation that feels effortless while steadily building connection. When a woman inevitably asks about you, most men make critical mistakes that instantly diminish attraction. focusing on dry facts and statistics rather than emotions, telling disorganized or boring stories, failing to naturally convey attractive qualities, and oversharing personal details too quickly. The key is understanding that your purpose isn't to deliver a comprehensive biography or achievement list. It's to briefly excite and intrigue her before redirecting the conversation back to her interests and experiences. Research consistently shows women are most attracted to two core qualities: dominance, demonstrated through leadership, perseverance, and achieving goals despite obstacles, and pro-social behavior, genuine care for others, volunteering, mentoring. For example, instead of directly stating, "I'm successful," share a brief story about mentoring new employees while building your division. Secondary attractive qualities that create depth include adventurousness, travel stories, trying new experiences, appreciation of beauty, art, music, nature, and calibrated vulnerability, acknowledging past struggles you've overcome. Master the art of intrigue through strategic communication techniques. Replace boring job descriptions with interesting angles. Rather than, "I'm an accountant," say, "I help small business owners achieve their dreams, but on weekends I'm training to climb Kilimanjaro." Use reciprocity by matching her depth of sharing. When she opens up about her passion for teaching, she'll naturally want to learn about your passions too. Create curiosity gaps by briefly mentioning interesting aspects of your life without fully explaining them. "That reminds me of this crazy experience I had living in Thailand." Proper storytelling etiquette is crucial. Maintain a 70-30 ratio of focusing on her versus yourself. Demonstrate growth through overcoming challenges rather than presenting a perfect image, and stay relatable by acknowledging mistakes and showing emotional intelligence. This approach makes you mysteriously compelling rather than an open book. Every captivating story needs four key components. First, a hook that draws listeners in through vivid sensory details. "The sun was setting over Manhattan as I rushed to make the biggest presentation of my career." Second, development that builds tension through obstacles and challenges. Third, an emotional climax that represents the key turning point. Finally, a resolution that offers meaningful reflection about growth or lessons learned. To maximize impact, tell stories as if reliving them. Use present tense, dynamic vocal tonality, and strategic pauses for emotional emphasis. Incorporate her through questions. "Have you ever felt that way?" And paint scenes with specific details rather than generalizations. When you master this structure while naturally highlighting attractive qualities, your stories will create genuine intrigue rather than coming across as bragging or self-absorbed. Every captivating story needs four key components. First, a hook that draws listeners in through vivid sensory details. Second, development that builds tension through obstacles and challenges. Third, an emotional climax that represents the key turning point. Finally, a resolution that offers meaningful reflection about growth or lessons learned. To maximize impact, tell stories as if reliving them. Use present tense, dynamic vocal tonality, and strategic pauses for emotional emphasis. Incorporate her through questions. "Have you ever felt that way?" And paint scenes with specific details rather than generalizations. When you master this structure while naturally highlighting attractive qualities, your stories will create genuine intrigue and emotional connection rather than coming across as bragging or self-absorbed. Practice transitioning smoothly between topics and reading her engagement level. If she's leaning in and asking questions, continue sharing. But if her attention wanes, pivot back to her experiences. The goal is leaving her wanting to know more rather than overwhelmed with information about you. To avoid becoming self-absorbed in conversation, adopt this powerful habit. Try to learn three meaningful things about her in every conversation. Instead of just collecting basic facts, seek to understand her emotions, passions, and perspectives. Ask about what excites her, why she chose her city, how she feels about her job, or places she's traveled. notice the subtle cues in her responses, her tone, enthusiasm, or hesitation. Follow up with questions that show you're listening and genuinely curious. For example, if she mentions loving her job in marketing, ask what specific aspects bring her the most satisfaction, or what inspired her to choose that career path. This simple approach shifts your focus away from yourself and onto genuine connection. Women can instinctively sense the difference between men who genuinely love women and those who don't. The man who truly appreciates women earns trust quickly, as women can feel he has no ulterior motives, enjoys the moment, understands them, and values their beauty. This appreciation shows in small ways, remembering details from previous conversations, respecting boundaries, celebrating her achievements, and showing interest in her thoughts and feelings without expecting anything in return. Many men struggle with genuinely loving women due to bitterness from past rejections, inexperience, stubbornness about accepting women's emotional nature, or insecurity that drives them to seek validation. These negative patterns often manifest as defensive behavior, criticism, or attempts to control interactions. To develop genuine appreciation for women, start by accepting responsibility for your own dating outcomes without blaming women. Examine your past experiences objectively and learn from them rather than harboring resentment. Understand and respect that women are emotional beings who process situations differently than men. This isn't a weakness, but a different way of experiencing the world. Practice truly appreciating her beauty, both inner and outer, by staying present rather than getting lost in anxious thoughts about outcomes or judgments. Notice the unique qualities that make her special, whether it's her laugh, her passion for her work, or her kindness to others. Maintain a mission outside of women so you don't become needy or dependent. Having your own goals, interests, and purpose creates a healthy foundation for relationships. This balance allows you to appreciate women without putting them on a pedestal or making them responsible for your happiness. When you genuinely love women, you'll experience more trust, better relationships, warmer reactions, and freedom from bitterness. This authentic appreciation creates a positive feedback loop. Women respond more openly to men who truly value them, leading to more meaningful connections and transforming your entire dating experience. Remember that genuine appreciation develops over time through conscious effort and self-reflection. It requires letting go of past hurts, embracing vulnerability, and choosing to see the best in others while maintaining healthy boundaries. Knowledge without implementation remains merely theoretical. The conversation skills taught throughout this book have helped countless men transform their dating lives, travel globally, build businesses, connect with remarkable people, and meet beautiful women worldwide. From entrepreneurs who use these techniques to network effectively at industry conferences to world travelers who formed meaningful connections across language barriers, these tools have proven invaluable for achieving deeper desires, not just with women, but in every life area. Consider Mark, who went from struggling to maintain basic small talk to leading engaging discussions at international business meetings. Or David, who used the mirroring technique to connect with locals while backpacking through Southeast Asia, leading to lifelong friendships and business partnerships. These real-world examples demonstrate how mastering conversation transforms not just dating prospects, but entire life trajectories. The conversation techniques in this book can open doors to discovering that people are interesting, life is exciting, and self-imposed limitations are the only real barriers to success. Whether it's learning to read subtle body language cues, mastering the art of storytelling, or understanding the power of strategic silence, each skill builds upon the last to create a comprehensive communication toolkit. Students have reported breakthrough moments in job interviews, sales meetings, and social gatherings, all stemming from these fundamental principles. Use these tools wisely, take massive action, and watch your dating life transform. Start small, perhaps by striking up conversations with baristas or shop clerks, then gradually challenge yourself with more complex social situations. Track your progress, celebrate small wins, and learn from each interaction. The journey from shy, awkward conversations to confident, captivating connections isn't just about getting more dates. It's about becoming the kind of man who naturally attracts others through genuine confidence, curiosity, and connection. When you master conversation, you don't just change what you say, you change who you are. This transformation manifests in subtle ways: improved posture, more genuine smile, stronger eye contact, and a natural authority in your voice. And that transformation extends far beyond dating into every aspect of your life, from family relationships to professional advancement. The man who can confidently approach a beautiful stranger, create genuine connection, and leave a lasting impression is the same man who can walk into any boardroom, networking event, or social gathering with the certainty that he belongs there and has something valuable to offer. That's the true power of becoming a conversation Casanova. It's about developing a presence that commands attention and respect in any situation. Remember, every master was once a beginner. The key difference lies in consistent application and willingness to push through initial discomfort. Your transformation begins with the very next conversation you have.